This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India and New Zealand today signed the historic Free Trade Agreement FTA in New Delhi. The signing ceremony was presided over by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal and New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment Todd McClay. The agreement, finalized in December last year, facilitates 100% duty-free access for all Indian exports and $20 billion investment commitment by New Zealand. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal said the FTA has been concluded in a record 9 months. He said the pace reflects the depth of trust and shared ambition.
The free trade agreement is very comprehensive, very forward-looking. While it opens the doors for goods and services in a massive way, it also has an investment commitment which will encourage businesses to leverage the strengths and scale that India offers. It will also encourage Indian businesses to look at New Zealand market both for access in goods and services and potential investment. We are looking at partnerships also in agricultural field.
Speaking at the event, Mr. McClay said this agreement delivers opportunities that New Zealand exporters have never had in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon described the inking of FTA a landmark moment in partnership between the both countries. The engineering sector also hailed the agreement. Chairman of Engineering Export Promotion Council of India, Pankaj Chadha, has said that FTA would help the engineering sector, especially MSMEs, explore new opportunities and strengthen India's position in the global value chain. Campaigning ended this evening for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Polling in this phase will take place on Wednesday. On the last day of campaigning today, leaders from various political parties held meetings, rallies and public gatherings in an effort to win over voters. In this phase, 1,448 candidates are in the fray, including 220 women. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a grand road show at Gangtok in Sikkim today. Mr. Modi arrived in Gangtok this afternoon on a two-day visit to the state. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will launch development projects worth over 4,000 crore rupees on the occasion of Sikkim's 50 years of statehood celebrations. Ladakh Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has approved the creation of 5 new districts in the Union Territory, taking the total number of districts to 7. The newly created districts are Nubra, Sham, Changthang, Zanskar and Dras. Earlier, Ladakh had only 2 districts, Leh and Kargil. Describing it as a historic step, the Lieutenant Governor said the decision fulfills the long-pending demand and aspirations of the people of the region. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has urged states and union territories to strengthen preparedness in view of heatwave conditions expected during the upcoming summer months. In a letter written to the chief secretaries and states and UTs, Secretary Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has directed states and UTs to operationalize dedicated heat stroke management units at all health facilities, ensure preparedness of ambulance services, disseminate early warnings and maintain real-time reporting of heat stroke cases on the IHIP portal. Indian Railways has made the augmentation of train Mumbai Central Ahmedabad Vande Bharat Express from 16 to 20 coaches, which will be effective from tomorrow. It will accommodate surging demand and improve seat availability. Iran has reportedly offered to end its chokehold over the Strait of Hormuz, a key route for nearly a fifth of the global oil and gas trade, in exchange for the United States lifting its blockade and ending the conflict. It has also reportedly proposed broader talks on its nuclear program for a later stage. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 9 wickets in Delhi tonight. Chasing the target of 76 runs set by Delhi Capitals, Royal Challengers made 77 runs with a loss of 1 wicket. Put into bat first, Delhi Capitals were all out for 75 runs in 16.3 overs. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and opted to bowl. Josh Hazlewood was declared player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.